Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. You fight like you train, you train like you fight. Read that once about the U.S. military. U.S. and Philippine forces, writes the Financial Times in these last hours, to conduct, quote, full battle test, end quote, in South China Sea. Annual Balikatan exercises underline deepening security partnership between Washington and Manila. This is in the Financial Times. That's the pink newspaper out of London. They are not hawks. Gordon, this item suggests that there is some element of the combined allies preparing for armed conflict. You point me to other elements that do not seem to fall into place, such as U.S. carriers. What's happened?
Well, the U.S. Nimitz, which is the first ship in the Nimitz class of carriers, is about to be retired. And matter of fact, the Navy has already let out a contract to deactivate the reactor. There's a lot of discussion about whether the Nimitz should be extended, life service, but none of it talks about, I think, the most probable scenario, and that is if there's a war, and I do think it probably would start in the Philippines, by the way, but if there's a war where it starts anywhere, we're going to lose ships, and we're probably going to lose carriers. And it would be nice to have an additional carrier. And I don't see why the Navy just doesn't keep the Nimitz tied up at Bremerton, even deactivate it a little bit, but get it in a state where it can go out to sea on short notice should, in the likely case, we do lose a carrier in the Pacific.
You have a question for Rebecca Grant, the vice president of the Lexington Institute and our guest. Go ahead, Gordon.
Rebecca, I spoke at Yokosuka, which is the U.S. Navy's main naval base in Japan. And there the George Washington was tied up. That's a Nimitz-class carrier. It was got scaffolding all over it. It didn't look like it was going to move. And my first thought was that in a war, we start with one fewer Nimitz-class carrier. Wouldn't it be nice to have the Nimitz tied up at Bremerton, ready to go if we needed it?
Oh, I understand, Gordon. It's always a shame to see this fleet get smaller. You know, the Nimitz is now the oldest nuclear-powered aircraft carrier we have, and I know the Navy's plan is to deactivate her in 2026 and have the new CVN-79 John F. Kennedy coming on later this year. But your concern is valid because it's been decades since we thought about attrition of aircraft carriers. Now, Yokosuka, remember, is in Japan, which has tremendously good missile defense. So if someone's going to try to hit a carrier with a missile, they're going to have to get it through Japan's defenses and our U.S. Navy ballistic missile defense at sea. But your point overall is well taken. We know the risks are much higher than they have been in the past.
Rebecca, there is a science fiction tale that I remember vividly all these years later called Battlestar Galactica. And the setup for it is that the Cylons, the robots who are rising to defeat mankind, have created a program that takes down all the new big battle stars, all of them, except Galactica, which is under the rubric of being too old to use in the fleet. And so therefore, it's being retired as the series begins. Galactica is the only one that survives because it's offline. That comes to mind when you and Gordon tell me about the plan to retire the Nimitz. Why now? We're exercising in the South China Sea. That's provocative. That's confrontational. Why retire a carrier?
Oh, I remember Battlestar Galactica with Lauren Green, and I loved it. And your point is well taken. Why don't we save this? Now, to be honest, the ship will be there for quite some time. The Enterprise, which was deactivated a few years ago, is still tied up at the pier down in Norfolk. But, you know, I think what the Navy's plan is that they need more capability that the Ford class gives them. The Ford is out. JFK is the second ship of that class. And to fight a modern war, you know, not just up to 2027 with that threat, but beyond that, there's no question the Navy needs the Ford class. It's got new nuclear reactors, 25% more power. The deck is bigger, easier to move bombs around. And most importantly, they have a new electric catapult system that allows them to launch drones. So the steam catapults on the Nimitz and the others are great for slamming big hunks of metal like a Super Hornet fighter into the sky, but they're awfully rough on lighter and smaller aircraft like our modern drones. So the Navy has to be ready to fight now, but they also have to think about this fight in the decades to come. And for that, they are absolutely going to need the Ford class and hopefully more of them.
Gordon, you have a question.
So, Rebecca, if you've got a carrier at sea, how vulnerable is it to the Chinese at this moment?
The carriers at sea are highly survivable. First, they move. They're very, very fast. They can steam at about 35 knots. And when you look at that over the area that they can cover in a period of time, they can cover literally thousands of square miles. The targeting problem means that even if the Chinese get the coordinates of the ship, by the time they plug in the target coordinates, get the drone or the missile launched, and the missile flies out in a long-range kill chain, this is a lot of time passing. And in those minutes and maybe even hours that elapse, the carrier you were targeting, she is 100 miles or more from the coordinates that you were given. They're also shock tested, so they're highly survivable. And don't forget, the Navy does some pretty sneaky, deceptive electronic tactics to complicate the inbound strike of a Chinese weapon even more. So it's a serious threat, but the Navy is all over this.
Rebecca, we're told again and again this vivid anecdote that the Chinese probe with a bayonet, as long as they don't hit steel, when they do, they stop. That's we're told it repeatedly. Does the Navy believe that? Putting up
100%.
Steel.
Yeah, 100% they believe it. And the exercises in the Philippines help demonstrate this. But remember, a U.S. aircraft carrier is an offensive weapon system. It is meant to take the fight to the enemy, in this case, the Chinese, to sail into harm's way, to launch that incredible air power and to damage Chinese ships. You know, if I was China, I'd be worried about their aircraft carriers. They don't have the tactical savvy that the U.S. Navy does. So they know that a carrier is, this is not a pleasure cruise. It's not safe. It is a war-fighting machine. They go into harm's way, just like they did in World War II, and they unleash devastating power.
Gordon, is there any reason to adjust that proverb about China probing through soft until it hits steel? Have they rethought that in Beijing?
Well, you know, that is general Communist Party strategy. I think, though, that the Chinese are really arrogant right now, and they believe that they've already probed, that they haven't found steel, and they won't find steel. So I think that right now the mentality in the Chinese capital is really, really dangerous, John.
Rebecca Grant is the vice president of the Lexington Institute. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. The retirement of a great carrier that served ably through the Cold War. What part of the victory of the Cold War? And we presume we're not in a new one.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up. so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.